If you do this, one thing that I'm going to tell you, that will create that incredible level of intimacy. And it works absolutely with every type of man. You can use your body language to show that. You're listening to a Find the Right Man podcast with Paulina Solda, episode number 70, His Secret Desires.
Welcome to the Find the Right Man podcast. If you want to find the right man for you in just a few simple steps, keep listening. And now here's your host, dating coach and NEO style expert, Paulina Solda.
Live your life with love. Hi, Paulina Solda is here. And in this episode, we're going to talk about men's secret desires and, of course, difference. So there will be those nuances. However, when it comes to understanding of what any man dreams about when it comes to an intimate romantic relationship, I think most of this will apply. And for some men, again, based on their personality type, it will have more significance or it will be less important. And I can speak about those nuances as well. Let's start first with the dynamic between us men and women. What is the difference between us? Of course, we talk about equality and we talk about having an equal partnership and things like that. And there is something primal in terms of men's dominance when it comes to acknowledging that dominance on the level that just recognizing that we are different, that men are physically stronger, that they have the ability, they have instincts to protect us, they want to help us dominate in the way that throughout human history, that domination over animals, over nature, and emphasizing that in a subtle way, in the feminine way as a woman, confirming that dominance, that you are a man, that I see a man in you. I see a strong human being in you. I see a man who will give his life for to save my life or the life of our child. You have that strength. We will survive if something happens in the world. You will take care of us and protect us. And that level of like confirming that you got this in you and just on the most basic level, if you do this, one thing that I'm going to tell you, that will create that incredible level of intimacy and connection and the bond. And it works absolutely with every type of man, because we're talking about that the man's dominance is the difference in our genders. And it's very simple, is that you don't even have to say anything. You can just use your body language to show that. What you would want to do is that you would simply put your head on his chest. So it could be that you're sitting on the couch, watching a movie, and then you lean on him, you put your head on his chest, and you just stay there, like being cozy, just being so comfortable, being at home and having this feeling. It could be that you make love, and then you kiss each other and you put your head on his chest after, and you fall asleep in this position. It could be that he is coming home from work and he has some exciting news to share. Like my husband comes and says, I got a new case. And greeting him, not just, oh, hi, great, congratulations, but approach him. He stands there, just walks into the door and puts your head on his chest, and you can say something like, you know, I'm so proud of you and you are such a great husband or partner, whatever it is. So just know that he secretly dreams about it. And that's the kind of thing that men will not ask you. But when you do that, it creates that connection, creates that bond. And he might not even consciously realize men need to be needed and feeling that you need him. And you acknowledge that it's sort of like even on the level of a body language, it's kind of confirming that male dominance, men's dominance. Test it. See what happens. Number two, this is for certain types of men more than others, but I think it's for anyone, because we humans, we have one thing in common besides, of course, we have our human brain. We also have a body. And for some of us, getting a massage he dreams about you giving him a massage where he doesn't have to ask. You just go for it. You could get some essential oils, that aromatherapy, candles, create that atmosphere. And guess what? He might all actually offer you a massage back as well. So, and then it leads to like a foreplay, and then you end up making love and bonding and creating this incredible experience. So maybe you just give him a massage. And for some types, like a West type of man, especially, and South, so South kinesthetic, it's another way to love, that physical touch. Sexual type, there's a specific West minus, so it's more advanced. That's what all of my clients learn inside of Love by Design. You learn the whole system. There's different types. There's actually 16. And the West minus is the one that is really good with that in terms of their being. I always type everyone, of course, and I go to a spa every week, get a massage, and I try all these different masseuses. And it was very interesting. Like, I actually see the difference, like West versus South type of man giving a massage. I got to tell you, it's a special experience, West minus. They really know how to do it. And South, of course, kinesthetic, they feel, they connect. So, but it's for everyone. Listen, everyone wants to be touched. I think it's also what makes us happy. So give him a massage, create that sensual experience, a romantic experience. And it doesn't have to be just like when it's Valentine's Day or anniversary of when you started dating or if you're already in a relationship. Number three, surprise and bold move, unexpected, a surprise move. And that's something, again, that man, if they did it to us women, we would completely freak out. But we are different. Think about what is the center of the body. It's the area. So we don't think this way. We are different, again, as women, like physically, right? Even our centers of, in terms of our erogenous zones, like you can have them throughout your whole body. Like you can do actually a test and play a game. So this is not what he dreams about. That's just a side note to show to me your most erogenous zones in your body, and chances are you'll just show it to his intimate area mostly. And for us women, unless it's maybe a South type who's like, it's on my whole body, I feel everything. But for us women, of course, we might say, well, I can show you, I can point out 50 spots that if you just touch them and kiss them, I will experience pleasure. For men, it's different. It's that intimate areas. So what you can do that we women wouldn't like, but men dream about it, is that you come from behind, kind of, you know, come very close, breathe into his neck, maybe kiss his neck. And when you put your hands, you touch his intimate area of his body and like kind of grabbing. If men have done it to us women in the past, situations where like, what are you doing? How could you like grab my butt or whatever? But for them, that's just how they wire it. And for him, it will turn him on. And it's like, wow, she's incredibly sexy and she gets me, like, because if you think about it, they touch that part of their body every single day, multiple times. And we women don't do that usually, but they do, like every time they go to the bathroom or whatever. Touching, connecting physically to his center of his universe, his body, is going to create that deeper connection, if that's what you're looking for again. And also will surprise him and open the door for expressing your sexuality. And like, hey, I get you. I know what turns you on. And then number four, now we're going to completely shift, because I was just talking about, you know, grabbing a man's intimate parts, to going in a different direction. Because every man, no matter how accomplished he is today and how old he is and what he's like in society, all of his accomplishments and status, just like we are, we women, we have that little girl inside us. Well, we have that little boy. And especially for a man who is such a hardworking man, self-actualized, highly socialized, and it could be at any type, who really does everything for your relationship, to provide, to take care of you. And he, once in a while, like those tiny glimpses, but sometimes, and especially it's going to be more for others, like South type, still has that ego state is that the child. They have a childlike curiosity and wonder and excitement and emotions. East type of man has that kind of, you know, idea driven, but somebody who like can step into that kind of teenager mode more. And so what happens with them is that once in a while, you're watching a movie on the couch and you're sitting together. Let him slide so that he kind of like lays down. He puts his head on your knees as you're sitting on that couch and he lays down. And you just gently caress his hair. It's sort of like what a mother, and I still do that. Like my son is kind of still at this age that he allows me to do that. He's 11, where I will just caress his hair. Like he's telling me about the games he played with his friends, and I just like caress his hair, and he's got this giant, like long hair. He used to have like a surfer look kind of. Now it's a bit shorter. That's how he likes it. But anyway, and it's very intimate. It's loving, it's caring. It's intimate in the way that it's kind of that vulnerable kind of you feeling like got you or taking care of you. And for a certain, again, it's more advanced. So each personality type has the chakra in their body that it's sort of there, like on a subconscious level, it's our go-to. It's something that we will touch or like emphasize subconsciously. So for especially for an East type, it is actually that the third eye. The East think about wisdom, intuition, so makes sense, creativity, ideas. And oftentimes you will notice if you watch, like when you type, you watch interviews with East type of men, let's say inventors, any kind of innovators, like idea thinkers, when they think, they will put their fingers that can be kind of rubbing into their forehead or behind their back. It's going to be like the area around the third eye, like even just right there, just touching that area. Caressing hair, touching that forehead, it is incredibly, again, connecting, loving, creating that emotional intimacy. Then number five, what he dreams about. Both of you ladies who enjoy dancing. And again, it's open for any type, of course, self-expression. Self-type, especially self-type of women might enjoy dancing very much and because it feels good in their body and it's something like you're doing, actually connection to your body. And East type, it's also creative expression. So it's open for anyone. And here's the thing. I think for any of us women, dancing is incredibly just beautiful. If you dance with him, it's amazing. And so my husband and I, we've been going out dancing and we kind of slowed it down because I want to stay away from that whole kind of the schedule of it. Like I want to get my restful sleep and not staying up late and not going to crowded, busy places and loud. And now I don't drink alcohol anymore and people are drinking and they're in those altered states that I want to keep my brain very clean. So for all those reasons, I was thinking, what could it be like? And so, of course, you can dance for yourself. I can, for example, I can go and take some dancing lessons, which I will do. Like I prefer sensual dancing. I think West visual, it's very sexy. It's very bold. I've done it in the past. But here's the thing. We can do it any age, at any location. And that's what he would dream about, is that you dance for him, not for anyone else. You're not in public. You're not in the club. You're not where other people see you. You are with the party, like maybe with friends, none of it. It's you dancing for him exclusively, privately, right? And you think about, oh, you can dance with him, but you dance in front of him, for him, and then maybe you dance together. Could be a combination. There is something so special about it, something so intimate about it, because if you think about all the activities that we can do together, we can be going to some places, maybe like you go on a hike or you go on the bike ride, walk along the beach. We can be doing those kind of things. We can be obviously cooking and eating together, right? We can be talking, cooking or eating or talking or all of that. But there is this, we can be sleeping together and having sex, but there is this thing about dancing and dancing for him. I think for every type of man, it would be an incredible experience. West, of course, very visual to see you dance. And maybe it's a beautiful like lingerie and the whole setup. East type of man will be also excited. If a West, very sexy, bold, maybe kind of strip dancing. West woman dancing for her. East type of man and so on. And of course, self woman, just connection, your connection to your body, to your feelings and emotions, expression. And it could be like very different. Maybe it's like belly dancing or any kind of Latin American dances. And of course, six, now moving on, what he dreams about. And again, subconsciously, he desires that. He might not even consciously realize that. What he dreams about is that you will distinguish him from everyone else in your communication. And I oftentimes, of course, talk about it. Initial mistakes women make with texting. They would text to their girlfriends, or they text like they would text to their coworkers, like very formal kind of robot-like talk is what I call it, like have a nice day. But they customize that, where the way you text to him, it's that playful, it's subtly sexual, it's kind of funny. You get your secret insider jokes. But here's the thing. Here I'm talking about talking. So do that too. So texting, it will be like a bonus, side bonus tip of what you want to do. But talking, the voice. So do not talk to your man like you would talk to your child, or you would talk to your girlfriends, or you would talk to your team. Change that. Change that so you have that different tone of voice. It distinguishes that special connection. It could be that softer, sensual, feminine, more playful, loving, warm, whatever it is for you. Like, again, based on what's comfortable for you. For me, it can be sexual and mixed with playful. For somebody else, like it's very warm, very sweet, kind of loving, emotionally intimate voice. Of course, he might, again, consciously don't realize it, but how it's going to make him feel. It's going to feel incredible. I listen to conversations, obviously, like even like on a date. A woman talks to a waiter in the same way she talks to the guy she just met. So think about what creates intimacy. And closer being means different when we communicate. That is what creates that intimacy that we can share only in our intimate relationship. I just started taking acting classes, and I'm going to be adding voice lessons, voice training to improve my diction and voice and tone and really create higher quality podcasts for you too. And work on this one area where I use different voice, my husband, in the way that it's very intentional, and just practice that. And then the seventh thing is that he wants, secretly, he dreams that you will be genuinely interested in something that he is interested in. And the key word here is genuinely. So some women, they kind of pretend, they like, oh yeah, I'm open to that. I'm interested in boating or skiing or playing golf, and then they'll be like, nah, not really, later on. And so find something, it doesn't have to be everything, but find something that you can share that passion with, and be open-minded to learn. When we look at men as our teachers, it's much easier to be open, and also you get to learn new things, and you get to expand, you get to grow as a person. So definitely express that interest, whatever his passion is, and you get to spend more time together. You get to create that joint activity. And again, it adds to your connection. It contributes to that, creating that closeness, psychological, emotional, connecting in different ways. Number eight is that he dreams that you're going to wear some of his clothes. That's kind of unexpected, but it's something, again, that creates intimacy, that closeness and connection. Let's say Sunday morning, you woke up, you're making breakfast together, and you're wearing his t-shirt. Or occasionally, you might be just like, hey, you put on his dress shirt, and you wear it like your clothes, and you're walking around, maybe like you're just lounging, chilling, kind of hanging out together. And again, that is that acceptance on the subconscious level. For some types, it's especially important, like visually, like for a West type, it can be so just very sexy. For an East type also, a West type of woman in the East type of kind of casual something, it's a connection, it's closeness. But for a South type of man, we are so important, and subconsciously they might test that, are you accepting them? And they do it on the subconscious level by coming closer, kind of shortening that distance when they sit next to you or share a meal together. So it's just another way to show that you love your man, you accept him fully, you want to be in his space, literally like wearing his clothes, smelling his smell, and just acceptance, love, and connection. And then final one, sign, the 9 secret that a man is dreaming about secretly, and he might not tell you at all, but he wishes that you would do that, is that you thank him. You just say, thank you for those little things he does. Maybe, and maybe not so little, maybe he helped you with something. He helped you to put some a piece of new furniture together, or he helped you in your garden, or he helped you with your fireplace. Or men are willing to do those things for us. And even early on, my husband came to this apartment that I just rented, and when I realized that I didn't want to live in that apartment at all, and it's interestingly enough, in a huge city like New York City, it just so happened that I moved to an apartment. Actually, you can see it right now from my windows. It's literally 2 blocks away. It's 2 streets, maybe a 2-minute walk. We actually had the same view. The view that I have now, it's exactly the view that attracted me in that apartment, except for that apartment was an old pre-war apartment. It was like 400 square feet. It was super tiny. And he came and helped me. He offered to paint the whole thing, the whole room. It was like a studio with a converted kitchen. It was super small. And he offered to paint it so that I could sublet it easier, so it would look nicer, because I realized I didn't want to live there, but I already had my lease signed and I tried to figure it out. And he helped me with that. So it could be big things like that, but it could be also a small thing that he pays for coffee, or like he does anything, obviously for dinner. Just appreciate him. And it could be something that he sent to you. He was thinking about you. He sent you an article or anything like that. So think about the more energy you put into something that you appreciate, the more you appreciate something, the more it will be appreciated, the more he will do that for you. I want to recap with this secret wishes that most men have. Chances are your man, if you're in a relationship now, you're dating somebody, or you're already committed, he wants that. And you can just test, you can experiment with one of them or more and notice how he responds. Don't believe anything until you actually do it and test it. And that's how you know, like you're going to see how he responds to that and what you're able to create and whether you want to take it as something that you just do on a regular basis on your relationship. The only way for you to find out and to know is by doing that, by testing it. So I'm going to recap again. Number one, he dreams that you're going to confirm his man dominance in the way that you just simply put your head on his chest in some special moments when you feel like it. Number two is that he dreams that you're going to offer and give him a massage. And it can be like a full body massage, or it can be just like maybe you massage his shoulders. And you might add your own touch to that, like aromatherapy and essential oils. Number three is that he dreams that you're going to come from behind and you're going to put your hands on his intimate area, embrace him, touch him there, can grab him there. It might sound aggressive to you, but for a man, it's his, the center of his body, center of his physical universe. And number four, he dreams that maybe he has that experience with you where you caress his hair, you put his head on your knees, and you just sit there and you kind of pat his hair, caress his hair like you would do maybe if he was a little boy. And number five, he dreams that you would dance for him exclusively in a private place just for him. And maybe dance with him, but there's that aspect where he's just watching you dance for him. Number six is that he dreams that the way you talk with him is going to be different. You will differentiate him by using a different tone of voice, which you don't use with your children or your pets or your co-workers or your girlfriends. It's going to be distinct and make him, of course, special. Number seven, he dreams that you will be interested in something that he's interested in, and it could be not your thing at all, but at least you'll like express some interest. You'll spend some time. You might actually fall in love with that activity, that interest, because of him and learn something new, and really it's easier to do when you perceive a man as a teacher. Then number 8 is that he dreams that occasionally you wear some of his clothes. Think about that Sunday lazy morning as you make him breakfast and bed for each other. And number 9 is that he dreams about you being so appreciative and noticing those little things and the big things that he does. So just show more appreciation and gratitude and do it in the way that works for you, with your words or physical touch or little gifts or handwritten cards, or maybe you cook for him or anything like that. Put your attention and energy in something that he's already doing for you that you can appreciate, so that he can do more of that for you. Remember, what we appreciate where we are, where our attention is. I would love to hear from you when you experiment with this, what you create. So you just DM me on Instagram at Paulina Solda. Let me know. And if something stood out for you, was like, wow, I want you to not just like be theoretical about it, but actually do that and share the insights when you got a reaction, a response from your man, what it has created. I would love to hear from you. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening.
If you love this podcast, please leave a review and share what's been most valuable to you. Simply scroll down, tap to rate, and click to write a review. We're giving away a $25 Amazon gift card, and we'll announce a winner picked at random next week. Thank you so much.